BBC News with Debbie Russ. Interpol has warned that cybercriminals are exploiting the fear and uncertainty of the coronavirus pandemic to target governments, major corporations and critical infrastructure. Its Secretary General described the pace of the attacks as alarming. The President of Belarus, Alexander Lukashenko, has accused Russia of lying about what he claims to be a plot to use mercenaries to destabilize the country. He was speaking as early voting began in an election in which he's seeking a sixth consecutive term. Argentina's government say it struck a deal with three major creditors to restructure $65 billion of debt. It could clear the way for the country to emerge from its third default in two decades and ease its economic crisis. The Pakistani Prime Minister Imran Khan has unveiled a new political map of the country that includes the disputed territories with neighbouring India. The map shows Jammu and Kashmir state, currently administered by India, as part of Pakistan. Spain's Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez has said he does not know the current location of the former king, Juan Carlos. It follows a letter from the former monarch to his son, explaining that he was moving abroad for the time being. Argentina's government say it struck a deal with three major creditors to restructure $65 billion of debt. New guidance from health officials in the UK has warned that popular painkillers such as paracetamol, ibuprofen and opioids should not be prescribed to treat chronic pain conditions. The advice said such medicines could do more harm than good and lead to addiction. The mobile messaging service WhatsApp has introduced a new feature which allows users to use Google to check the credibility of viral messaging on its platform. It's the latest move in a bid to root out disinformation and fake news being spread across its network. That's the latest BBC News.